This is your wake-up call. You can learn a lot by reading the stories of great men and women. Learn what to do, what not to do, what worked, and what didn't. You can glean a lot of leadership lessons, and there are many books on the market about gleaning leader lessons from a variety of personality. The leadership lessons from Jesus and Moses, Esther, Winnie the Pooh, Pogo, Shaka Zulu, an assortment of biblical, imaginary, and historical personalities. Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a book entitled Team of Rivals. In it, she describes the administration of President Abraham Lincoln. She shares the concept embraced by Lincoln to include in his administration people who were his personal rivals, as well as those with diverse views. Three of them, Edward Bates, Salmon P. Chase, and William H. Seward, campaigned for the presidency right alongside Lincoln. These three believed that one of them would be president, and the three considered Lincoln the lesser man for the job. Lincoln's greatness, she believes, come from his willingness to create his own path. His own path of developing a team of rivals with diverse ideas to help him run the country during a very difficult time. This inner circle in his Civil War cabinet and three appointed Democrats initially didn't make it easy for him. They were openly disrespectful of the president and Mrs. Lincoln. Goodwin states that Lincoln's decision showed great strength and hope, rather than weakness and cowardness. In the end, his unprecedented decision would eventually prove to be a blessing in disguise. His unprecedented decision would eventually prove to be one of unexpected greatness. Lincoln and Seward became close personal friends, and Stanton was visibly moved to tears after Lincoln's assassination and would openly weep at the mention of his name. How many of us would be willing to allow our enemies, our haters, our critics, our rivals into the innermost workings of our lives, into our business, our places of employment, into our church, right next to you on the pew, on your ministerial staff? How many of us would intentionally invite a viper into our nest, invite a loose cannon to set sail with us, include the very person who wants your job right now and is campaigning for your job with the higher-ups? Include someone who has little or no respect for your leadership. Maybe when you do that, it just may mean that the challenges and needs are greater than personality issues. Seeking common ground from different points of view to win a war or to save a country. Well, Lincoln did that, and so did Jesus. In our Lord's Amen corner, one betrayed him, one denied him. They argued over seats of power, abandoned him in the garden, fell asleep when he asked them to watch and pray, doubted him, and had little faith. Just as dawn and midnight are a part of the same day, opposites just may attract and could work together towards a common good. But it takes a strong personality, a strong person with a solid ego to look at all sides of an issue, share power, and be the iron that sharpens iron. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.